Guys, do you want to be a millionaire? And if you say no, you're a fucking liar. did you know this stuff? This is gonna change the narrative of what our administration pushes and what our mainstream media is pushing. And people like, what was that AOC lady? Tax the rich, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. What a clown. Anyways, pretty staggering statistics for millionaires. I mean, if you know, you know. But if you don't know, then, you know, you're about to. And these are loose, and there's a bunch of different studies out there, but I'm just going to share one of them. So do you know that 68% of those with a net worth over $30 million, 68% are self-made. A net worth over $30 million, 68% of them self-made. And out of all millionaires with over $1 million in assets or cash, 88% are self-made. Paints a different picture, doesn't it? Now, here's where it gets a little bit more difficult. The odds of you becoming a millionaire, of having an assets over in seven figures, 7%. So today we're going to talk about what are the things that you can do to think like one, to operate one, to have that millionaire mindset. Because I truly believe that if you want to be a millionaire, you have to act like one. It doesn't happen the other way. I heard this thing a long time ago saying that your bank account never exceeds your personal growth. Your personal growth has to happen before your bank account will. And then these are the areas that I want to talk to you about that are going to help you achieve that mindset. And if you put these into practice, I promise you, you will have a better quality of life. I don't know what the output is and what you're going to do to become a millionaire. That's a different conversation. But I know for a fact, if you apply these things, your life will change exponentially. And the first thing is a growth mindset. What is a growth mindset? A growth mindset is the opposite of what the majority of people believe. What do the majority of people believe? Well, when you're finished with college, you're done learning. You learn from the time you go to school, whatever that's called, like kindergarten, like grade school, whatever. There's a name for it, that period of time. You go to school, you go to college, get a high school diploma, you go to college, you get a four-year degree, maybe you get a master's, and then boom, you're on to starting your life, and now you don't have to do any more school. How many people are on a fixed mindset to where they believe what they believe, no one challenges their perception, no one challenges their statements, and they're done learning? That is a fixed mindset. The opposite of that is, I am willing to do whatever I need to do. I'm willing to challenge my perspective. I'm willing to change my mind to grow. I'm willing to swallow, put aside my ego and my pride of being right, so that I'm in a place of learning and a place of growth. At all times, constantly learning, constantly trying to level up my education on various subjects that matter to me. This is how millionaires view challenges and opportunities for growth all the time. And a lot of that is putting your ego and your pride aside. The next thing is a clear vision. How many of you see your future, see what your objective is, and then have a crystal clear picture of what it looks like, what it feels like, what it tastes like? If it's a car, I'm going to get this $500,000 car one day. What is the stitching on the seats? What is the sound that it makes when I push that gas pedal and I sink back into the seat? What kind of squeak does it make? How does the vibration on the gas pedal and the steering wheel feel? What is the sound of the stereo? Your future, your goals need to have that much of a clear vision, down to the minute detail. And the reality is, when you have that kind of clear vision of something, it's almost so manifested in your mind that it's real already. You just need to collapse time to get there. This kind of goes back to the when I said before, but the financial education and literacy. How many of you are financially literate? And I'll be 100% honest, 10 years ago, was not financially literate at all whatsoever. Didn't know how money flowed, didn't know how banks worked, didn't know how people made money. I knew people made money, but I didn't know the tips and the tricks, really. And even since you've been working here, you've learned some things that it's like, what the hell? Like mind-blowing things.
Yep.
Of how the wealthy operate, how you use debt to get wealthy, how you use other people's money to invest. I'm going to throw you guys a bone. There is a game called Rat Race. Is that what it's called?
The Rat Race.
It's a fun little game. But that right there will teach you a lot of lessons. You can play with your family. You can play with your kids. But that's a simple starting one. I think it was created by Robert Kawasaki. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Very fun game. But it's a very simple process that will teach you a lot about financial investments, P&Ls, profit and loss statements, et cetera. And you can be the secretary making 40 grand and end up, with a ranch in Montana, and it will show you the steps of how you get there. But learning things like how to run life insurance policies as an infinite banking concept, investments in crypto, investments in real estate, the different processes in real estate of how you buy a house, because there are a lot of different products, a lot of different ways to do that. The wealthy understand this, but they don't teach this in school. You have to go find this knowledge yourself. Risk management. Somebody told me one time, no risk it, no biscuit. There's so much fear in the world and so much self-talk where they say, if somebody wants to start a business, and here's an example. Here's an example with risk management. Or being risk adverse, if you will. You have a kid, he's 18 years old. He goes to the bank. He's like, I want 10K a loan because I'm going to start my business. What do you think that bank's going to say? Goes to the bank and says, hey, I just got accepted to this college. I need 100 grand. And I'm going to go get this piece of paper in 4 years. What do? Roll out the money. Completely roll out the money. And something I learned today is if you file bankruptcy because you failed, which is okay, happens. There's nothing wrong with failure. But when you file that old BK, guess what does not go away? Student loans. So that's absurd. It's absurd that that's normal. And people go, don't start a business. It's too risky. You know that most businesses fail at 3 years? Yeah, they do. My business failed within 3 years, my first one. But the next one didn't. The next one actually kind of did too. But then the next one didn't, and the next one didn't. And the next thing you know, I've sold 3 businesses, right? And I've built 2 8-figure businesses and a 7-figure business all through that. But I had to take the risk of going out there and going like, you know what? I'm going to bet on myself. Millionaires bet on themselves. The next thing being discipline. Discipline in all areas of your life. Because how you get anywhere is through discipline and consistency. You don't have to solve the world problems. You don't have to become a millionaire overnight. You just have to do little things every single day consistently over a very long period of time. And guys and gals, let me tell you, it's a long period of time, okay? A very long period of time. It's longer than you think. When I first started my first business, after I was done contracting, I was like, oh, this is going to be a 7-figure business. In 1 year, I'm going to have this wrapped up and knock this one out of the park. Well, you know, a decade later, I'm there. But it didn't happen the first year. There's a thing with compounding interest that you need to understand. If you look at money over time, or you look at Warren Buffett's net worth over time, you know, that percentage increase is slow. Maybe you get a 2%, and then a 4%, and a 6%, and over a period of time, that next thing you know, it's a 58%. And if you Google, literally Google, money over time, compounding interest, you'll see graphs over a period of 60, 80 years and what that does. And what happens is the snowball takes a long time to roll out, and then it does. But that's everything in life. That's not just with a bank account. That's not just with anything. That's with you being disciplined and consistent over a very, very long period of time. And that's the problem, is people don't have the tenacity to be that disciplined, that consistent for that long amount of time. And that's with your body, your relationship, your money, everything that you cross the board. If you are not disciplined, you are not consistent, you will not be a millionaire, period. And if you do, because you're a crypto genius and you just hit the Bitcoin freaking lottery, you'll probably lose it. Or just be a douchebag because you didn't have to work for it. The next one is going to be networking in your relationships. Two concepts here. First one being your net worth. Your network is your net worth. Okay? Who you surround yourself with is who you will be, become. If you got 4 fat friends, you're going to be the 5th. If you got 4 in shape friends, you're going to be the 5th in shape one. You got 4 millionaire friends, guess what? You are definitely going to be the 5th one just by communication and relationships. The next one being, the next concept with relationships and networking is going to be your top 40, something I learned. You should create an Excel roster of the top 40 people, the top 40 influential people in your life are people that you want to get to know, that you want to be in your system. And then what you do is you create a column of check-ins, and every month you rotate through this 40 people and you do a text message, you shoot them a thank you card, you shoot them a video, you send them a gift, send them a gift card to Starbucks. Hey man, coffee's on me. Boom, Cash App, here you go. That's it. Because what happens then is, as you maintain those relationships, whatever your product services are, whatever you have in your offer, they're going to be like, oh man, I'm going to call Nick. Nick's my guy for that, right? Or when you have an issue, next thing you know, you reach out to your top 40 and they have a solution for you. So networking relationship is everything. And then the last thing that I'm going to share, which at this point, you should have it under wraps if you've reached it to this point, but the resilience in handling failure. You have to endure. One of my favorite quotes from Marcus Aurelius is, when things become unbearable, and I'm paraphrasing, when you feel like you can't endure the hardship, you can't endure any longer, ask yourself why I can't endure, and the answer might be embarrassing. Because if it can be endured, endure it. Hardships will come. Everybody says, Bedros says it, you have winning season, you have losing seasons. If you're in a losing season, you're going to have a winning season coming. If you're in a winning season, there's a loser season coming. Winter is coming. You have to be able to endure the ups and downs and not quit. You have to be resilient. How do you do that? The value of networking, mentorship, no matter what level you're at, if you don't have a coach, if you don't have a mentor, if you don't have somebody that you're gaining experience from, when you hit these hard times, it's going to be much, much harder. And at the end of that, at the end of all of that, build a team. Build a team, man. Build a team around you of freaking pipe hitters. hype hitters, ones that when the shit hits the fan, they're right there with you, rolling up their sleeves, getting to work. Surround yourself with those type of people. If you do those things and you apply yourself on the daily and you go attack your goals with these things in mind, it's only a matter of time before you're a millionaire. If you don't, you stay status quo. Life is what it is. It's not what you make it. It just is what it is. Or do this. Make the life that you want. Guys, you know the deal. Never quit. Never surrender. Always forward. We'll see you in the next episode. Peace.